This is the Cambridge English Certificate, Listening Test 2008. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What happened to Mark this afternoon?
Hello, Mum.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Well, you'll never guess what happened this afternoon. I was cycling over the bridge in town when there was this really strong wind and I fell off my bike. I didn't hurt myself, but my books were thrown onto the pavement and went everywhere. This really nice girl picked them up for me. It's lucky there were no cars around to drive over my bike, which was still in the road. I thanked the girl, then I picked up my bike and cycled away.
Now listen again.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Well, you'll never guess what happened this afternoon. I was cycling over the bridge in town when there was this really strong wind and I fell off my bike. I didn't hurt myself, but my books were thrown onto the pavement and went everywhere. This really nice girl picked them up for me. It's lucky there were no cars around to drive over my bike, which was still in the road. I thanked the girl, then I picked up my bike and cycled away.
Two. What will the weather be like in the hills tomorrow?
And now here's Sally Bales with the weather.
Hello, thank you, Simon. Well, the heavy rain we've had in the past 12 hours will clear away tonight, leaving a bright and warm day tomorrow, except in the hills where the thick cloud is likely to remain for the whole of the day. A slight wind from the east will keep temperatures below 20 degrees centigrade, but temperatures will rise as we move towards the weekend. Back to you, Simon.
Thank you, Sally.
Now listen again.
And now here's Sally Bales with the weather.
Hello, thank you, Simon. Well, the heavy rain we've had in the past 12 hours will clear away tonight, leaving a bright and warm day tomorrow, except in the hills where the thick cloud is likely to remain for the whole of the day. A slight wind from the east will keep temperatures below 20 degrees centigrade, but temperatures will rise as we move towards the weekend. Back to you, Simon.
Thank you, Sally.
Three. What does Paul's mother want him to do?
Can you help me, Paul, please?
Now? I'm just finishing a game. I'll be down in 5 minutes, I promise.
OK, but don't be any longer. I've got to go to the supermarket to get some food for the weekend soon.
Do you want me to go with you or for you?
Not today. The grass badly needs cutting. You'll need to do it before it rains, and the sky's looking very grey.
Oh, right. I better put my bike inside then. I don't want it to get wet.
Now listen again.
Can you help me, Paul, please?
Now? I'm just finishing a game. I'll be down in 5 minutes, I promise.
OK, but don't be any longer. I've got to go to the supermarket to get some food for the weekend soon.
Do you want me to go with you or for you?
Not today. The grass badly needs cutting. You'll need to do it before it rains, and the sky's looking very grey.
Oh, right. I better put my bike inside then. I don't want it to get wet.
Four. Who did Miriam choose to accompany her?
Great news about your European singing tour, Miriam.
Yeah, but I still haven't signed the contract. I can't decide which musician to take with me. The keyboard player's too busy.
Well, your last performance with the lead guitarist was great, so why don't you go with him? I know you felt the drums were too loud on your recording.
But only due to the sound system. I really think they would be more unusual and attractive to a European audience, so I'll take the drummer rather than the guitarist.
Now listen again.
Great news about your European singing tour, Miriam.
Yeah, but I still haven't signed the contract. I can't decide which musician to take with me. The keyboard player's too busy.
Well, your last performance with the lead guitarist was great, so why don't you go with him? I know you felt the drums were too loud on your recording.
But only due to the sound system. I really think they would be more unusual and attractive to a European audience, so I'll take the drummer rather than the guitarist.
Five. At what time will Pam meet Tom tomorrow?
Hi, Pam, it's Tom. Would it be possible to change the time we're meeting tomorrow to 5:45? We'd said 5:15, but I'm afraid I won't be able to make it that early.
Sorry, Tom. I've got to be at my grandmother's at 6:15 at the latest. Why don't we leave it for another day in that case?
No way. I haven't seen you in ages. Never mind, let's keep it as it is and I'll leave college a bit earlier.
OK, see you tomorrow.
Now listen again.
Hi Pam, it's Tom. Would it be possible to change the time we're meeting tomorrow to 5:45? We'd said 5:15, but I'm afraid I won't be able to make it that early.
Sorry, Tom. I've got to be at my grandmother's at 6:15 at the latest. Why don't we leave it for another day in that case?
No way. I haven't seen you in ages. Never mind. Let's keep it as it is and I'll leave college a bit earlier.
OK. See you tomorrow.
Six. How will Gemma's father get a message from her?
Gemma, please let me know as soon as you've landed safely in New York, won't you?
OK, Dad. I'll email you. Or actually, it might be quicker to give you a quick call.
Well, I'll be in an important meeting all day, so why don't you just text me? Then I'll try to slip out of my meeting and call you back.
Sounds fine to me.
Now listen again.
Gemma, please let me know as soon as you've landed safely in New York, won't you?
OK, Dad. I'll email you. Or actually, it might be quicker to give you a quick call.
Well, I'll be in an important meeting all day, so why don't you just text me? Then I'll try to slip out of my meeting and call you back.
Sounds fine to me.
Seven. What will they buy as a wedding present?
What shall we give Pamela and George as a wedding present? I wish they'd made a list so we knew what to get.
I thought we'd already decided to give them some garden furniture.
I said I'd look at prices and, well, it's just too expensive. I thought giving them some dinner plates would be nice, but Pamela's aunt's giving them some. How about the silver picture frame we saw last week?
They'll have lots of those. Look, let's go back to our original idea, OK? I'm sure we can afford it.
Now listen again.
What shall we give Pamela and George as a wedding present? I wish they'd made a list so we knew what to get.
I thought we'd already decided to give them some garden furniture.
I said I'd look at prices and, well, it's just too expensive. I thought giving them some dinner plates would be nice, but Pamela's aunt's giving them some. How about the silver picture frame we saw last week?
They'll have lots of those. Look, let's go back to our original idea, OK? I'm sure we can afford it.
That is the end of part 1.